的时候啊，请大家和我一同来读一些圣经。
Brothers and sisters, before we begin, I'd like to read from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开撒母耳记上第一章。
Please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章，我们先读第一节和第二节。
1 Samuel chapter 1, we'll start with verses 1 and 2.
以法莲三地的拉玛索非有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏佛的玄孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名匹尼拿。匹尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。
Now there was a certain man from Ramathaim Zophim from the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
然后我们读第五节的后一半和第六节。
And...Next, we'll read the second half of verse 5 and 6.
无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，匹尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。
But the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb.
第十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11
哈拿经历愁苦就痛痛哭泣祈祷耶和华许愿说万军之耶和华你若垂顾悲女的苦情眷恋不忘悲女赐我一个儿子我必使他终身归于耶和华不用剃头刀剃他的头
And Hannah, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me and not regret thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come upon his head.
然后读二十节到二十四节。
And then we'll read verses 20 through 24.
哈拿就怀孕日期满足生了一个儿子给他起名叫耶撒母耳说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去要向耶和华献年祭并还所许的愿。哈拿却没有上去对丈夫说等孩子断了奶我便带他上去朝见耶和华使他永远住在那里。他丈夫以利加拿说就随你的意吧可以等儿子断了奶。但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人在家里乳养儿子直到断了奶。既断了奶就把孩子带上示罗到了耶和华的殿。又带了三只公牛一一法细面。
And it came about in due time after Hannah had conceived that she gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. Then the man Elkanah went up with all his household to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until this child is weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and stay there forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Remain until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord confirm his word. So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with a three-year-old bull and one ephah of flour and a jug of wine and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh.Although the child was young.
27节和28节
Verses 27 and 28.
我祈求为要得这孩子耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了。 所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
For this boy I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition which I asked of him. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there.
第二章，撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart exalts in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord, indeed there is no one besides thee, nor is there any rock like our God.
第十八节和十九节
Verses 18 and
19. 那时撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德侍立在耶和华面前，他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带来给他。
Now Samuel was ministering before the Lord as a boy, wearing a linen ephod, and his mother would make a little robe and bring it to him from year to year when she would come up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看创世纪第一章。
Next, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 1.
第一章的第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊涅黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was a formless and desolate emptiness, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
然后我们请看新约圣经。
Next, we're going to look at the New Testament.
约翰福音。
John.
第十五章。
John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser.
然后我们看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
第五章
Chapter 5
第五节
Verse 5
为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge.
我们最后看哥林多前书。
And lastly, turn to 1 Corinthians.
第三章
Chapter 3.
第六节到第八节
Verses 6 through 8.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。
I planted Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
第八节，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
Verse 8, we already read in English. Oh.
好，我想我们圣经呢就暂时读这些。
And we'll just read the Bible, for now.
弟兄姊妹现在都知道我这次的负担呢是要和弟兄姊妹交通扭转时代的两个妇女。
And I think everyone already knows my burden this time, regarding the two women in the Bible that made an impact in turning the times.
那么这两个妇人，一个就是路德， 一个是 Hannah。
These two women, one was Ruth and one was Hannah。
我们昨天已经交通了路德在侍奉上所代表的原则。
And yesterday we already spoke regarding the principles on service that we gained from Ruth。
那么今天呢，我们来看 Hannah。
And today we will look at Hannah。
我们知道他和路德呢是一个两个人是扭转时代的人物。
And we know that Ruth and Hannah were ones who were able to cause a turning of the times.
我们说过他们两个人所处的时代背景就是四世纪。
And we know that the times that they existed in was in the time of the judges.
那是一个大荒凉的时代。
And that was a time of chaos.
那么并且那个时间很长，大概有543年那么长的时间。
And the time period lasted for approximately 543 years.
在人来看呢是绝望，是好像没有希望。
And from man's point of view, it seemed like it was hopeless.
好像呢仇敌呢已经完全得胜了。
And it seemed like Satan already gained the victory.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在那么样的一个时代的里面。
In these circumstances,
却使用两个在人看来非常软弱的妇女。
From man's eye, it seems like these two women were in weakness.
却扭转了整个的时代。
But yet they were used to completely turn the generation around.
我们知道四世纪告诉我们的。
And in the book of Judges, it tells us,
这些士师们虽然他们有恩赐，有能力。
That although the judges had a lot of power and were talented,
但是呢，他们只能做一点维持的工作。
But they could only do some, just work of maintaining.
他们没有办法扭转那个局势。
And they couldn't make a complete change of the times.
而路德和哈拿呢，主用他们却扭转了一个整个时代。
But God used Ruth and Hannah to completely make a change of the times.
所以我们昨天说过。
So yesterday we already mentioned.
神能用很平常的人来做事情。
That God can use regular ordinary people.
我们今天呢一直寄望是大有恩赐、大有才干、大有能力的人。
Today our hope is to find people who have great gifts and power and talent.
很多时候我们忘记了我们的神是全能的神。
Sometimes we forget that our God is an all-powerful God.
他能使用各样不同的人。
And he can use various types of
people. 那些有才干的人神可以用。
Those who have great talent, he can use.
神也能使用非常平常的人。
And he can also use the very plain and ordinary people.
所以路德跟哈拿给我们带来非常大的一个鼓励。
So Ruth and Hannah, their stories bring a great encouragement to us.
就是任何人神都能用。
That anyone God can use.
所以我愿意用这个呢鼓励我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I'd like to use the story of these two individuals to encourage.
没有一个基督徒可以轻看自己。
There is no Christian who should look lightly upon themselves.
只要我们能够按照主的教训能够符合于主的要求，主就能使用我们。
As long as we are in line with God and His order and His will, then God can use us.
Yeah. 我们说这两个人，所以他们变得那么重要啊。
And that is why these two became so important.
因为他们两个都是引进大卫的人。
Because these are two individuals who brought forth David.
我们知道在旧约圣经的里面。
We know that in the Old Testament,
大卫呢是个预表基督的人。
That David was a type of Christ.
那么所以你读路德记最后的时候看见他的终结点在大卫。
And you can see in the Old Testament that the result of their path is David.
波阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
That Obed, Boaz was gave birth to Obed, Obed to Jesse, and Jesse to David.
所以我们讲到路德在旧约圣经里面所代表是那条生命的线。
So we know that, Ruth brought forth the line of life.
今天我们都知道 基督就是我们的生命。
Today we know that Christ is our life.
我们的侍奉是要把生命彰显出来。
And in our service, we are to manifest this life.
那就是把基督彰显出来。
And that is to bring forth Christ.
所以这一条生命的线在侍奉上非常的重要。
So this line of life is extremely important in service.
那我们知道哈拿呢？
And we know Hannah.
哈拿代表工作的线。
And Hannah represents the line of God's work.
啊，我们知道哈拿生了撒母耳。
And Hannah gave birth to Samuel.
撒母耳高了大卫做王。
And Samuel was the one who anointed David to be king.
建立以色列国。
And to establish the nation of Israel.
所以他们两个的终结点，最终终结点都在这个。
So for both of them, their result and focal point was to bring up David.
在旧约圣经里，我们知道大卫是预表基督的。
And we know that in the Old Testament, David is a representation of Christ.
在使徒行传第十三章二十二节那一句话说。
And in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, it says,
大卫是合神心意的人。
That David was a man after God's own heart.
啊，我们知道。在大卫的年间
we know that in David's time,
以色列国被建立起来
the nation of Israel was established,
并且建立得非常的强盛
and it was with strength, established in strength.
在大卫的年间
in David's time,
那么大卫那样的爱神那样的侍奉神为着神
how David in his time loved God and served God.
他符合神的心意
and he was pleasing to, in God's sight.
当然我们知道今天最能符合神心意的就是他的儿子了
and he was a man after God's own heart and today we know that the only one who is after God's heart is
his
son.
当然旧约我们知道是个预表
but we know that the Old Testament is only a representation.
所以呢那么大卫是旧约中一个重要的人物
so we know that David was an important character in the Old Testament.
我们昨天讲过啊
Yesterday we already
在旧约圣经里面神从亚伯拉罕到大卫神画了一条线这条线是神荣耀旨意的一个说明
that there is a line that connects Abraham to David and within this line God has placed his glorious purpose
凡是能跟这条线有关走在这条线上的人都是符合神心意。
And anyone who is walking on this line is satisfying to the Lord.
今天我们的侍奉也是一样。
And today our service is the same.
我想我们最重要的就是要把基督带进来。
The most important thing is to bring forth Christ.
所以呢一条线是生命的线一条是工作的线。
So we see that there is one line that is of life and one line that is of work.
我们都知道生命和工作这是神今天在地上呢最大的一个作为，在教会中最大的作为。
And we know that work and life are two aspects of God's purpose.
那么昨天呢，我们已经说明了。
And yesterday we already mentioned.
路德呢，说明了在侍奉上面的一个重要的原则。
That in Ruth we saw some very important principles of service.
所以路德一生中最特别的点。
And the focal points in Ruth's life.
就她跟从，她顺服。
Is that she followed and she was obedient.
那么哈拿代表什么呢
？Now what does Hannah represent?
哈拿身上特点呢，就是孕育和栽培。
And the two important things in Hannah's life is that she gave birth and that she was one who was raised up Samuel and cultivated.
我们知道这个孕育跟栽培这个在侍奉上也是非常重要的。
And to give birth to, and to raise up in service is very important.
当我们读整个哈拿的故事的时候
And when we read the entire story of Hannah,
那好像一个很简单的一个家庭故事。
It seems like a very simple story.
那么神借着这个简单家庭的故事把一些重要的原则告诉我们。
And within this simple family life, God has revealed some important principles.
就神做工了不一定需要有什么特殊的情况。
And when God works, he doesn't need any special circumstances.
And when God works, he doesn't need any special circumstances. 那么在这里呢更多是神常常用我们人所看
And it seems like God uses the very basic and ordinary things of life. And our thinking is always different. We feel like we need to hold some sort of a great revival
meeting.
And what we want is some special circumstance. But God using Hannah speaks to
us.
That sometimes when God works, he doesn't need these special circumstances. In our daily, ordinary lives, God can work within that. And this, I feel like this is more important. What does this speak of? Is that we need to unite our life with service. It should be that our life is service, and service should be our life. We know that oftentimes we see that a lot of errors in our service. It seems like we have gone to a church building. Like we go to church. And we perform a lot of activities, and we deem that as service. And then once we're done with that service, it's like we enter then our own personal lives. But no, brothers and sisters. When you go to the church building, you are serving. When you go to the church meeting, you are serving. And when you come back home, you still are serving. And our elderly brother also told us that when you go on vacation, you are still serving. What this means is that we can unite our lives completely with Christ. And God revealed Hannah to us to speak of this point. God used her life. Her life was a life of service. So brothers and sisters, also within our life, if there is something that where we can satisfy God's desire, and God can use that point to accomplish his work. This is something we also see in the life of Hannah.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, may we understand this, that our life is a life of service, and our service is our life. And this is a very important reminder.
那么另外呢,
another point,
我不知道啊，我们圣经没有这样讲，我们不知道路德跟这个哈拿呢，他们有没有看见大卫。
Now, I'm not certain because the Bible doesn't say this, but we're not clear on whether or not Ruth and Hannah saw David. Ruth was David's great-great-great-grandmother. And when Samuel went to go anoint David, David was just a young man. And why do I want to make this point? When we serve, God is fixated on the eternal, not on what we can see with our physical eyes. And I know that a lot of people who serve God are not willing to accept this. So what we hope for is that in our service, we can see the result immediately. But what God is focused on is what is eternal. Until the Lord returns, then the result will be seen.
我们知道在教会历史上
We know that in church history,
有很多人的侍奉是你眼睛可以看得见
A lot of individuals who serve God, their result can be seen with their eyes.
但是大多数人可能我们侍奉的情况都是眼前看不见
But then there are many who have served and the result cannot be seen with their eyes.
我有理由相信啊，到主回来的时候
And I truly believe that when the Lord returns,
你会看见很多我们所不认识、不知道的弟兄姊妹们，他们在地上的侍奉，那个荣耀的果效会显出来。
And many brothers and sisters and saints who we don't know, but their service, the fruits of their service will be seen.
这说明了属灵的价值是永远的。
And this also speaks to the fact that the value of service is eternal.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord help us to see 让
我们有个单纯的心
that we would have a simple heart
我们只愿意照着主带领往前
that we would only want to follow the Lord
我们不管前面的情况是怎样
that we don't are not fixated on what we can see with our eyes
所以这个也是路德和哈拿给我们一个很重要的提醒
and these are also important reminders that we see from Ruth and Hannah
yeah.我要再强调
And I want to re-emphasize
路德跟哈拿都是非常平凡的人
that Ruth and Hannah were plain ordinary people
他们说明一个原则任何人神都可以用
And in their lives we can see that God can use anyone
我觉得在这个整个教会的历史中
that we can see in church history
我们常常有时候呢好像这个犯一个错误啊。
Many times we commit this error.
我们只要看一个人有一点点的恩赐。
Sometimes when we see that an individual is gifted,
有一点影响的力。
They have some sort of influence.
我们就把它看成特殊的人物。
Then we elevate them to be special people.
你记得保罗的故事吗?
Do you remember the story of Paul?
保罗是那么有大启示、有大大恩赐的人。
He was one who had great revelation and great gifts.
但对保罗自己来讲，他觉得自己算不得什么。
For Paul himself, he deemed those as nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我想今天呢，我们有一句。只愿意一个单纯的心
that may we have just a simple heart
在我们的生活中好好的跟随
that in our lives we would follow the Lord closely
也不在乎人家说什么
that we won't care about what anyone else says
那么任何人主都能用
God can use anyone
所以你不要轻看你的自己
so please don't look lightly upon your own life
那么我们回到圣经的里面
and when we go back to the Bible
我们讲的哈拿所代表的呢，在侍奉上这个孕育和栽培的原则。
And we see two principles in Hannah's life. One is that she gave birth, and that she had the ability to raise someone up.
其实呢，这个孕育跟栽培呢，这也是神工作的重要的原则。
And these two aspects are important principles in God's work.
当我们这个回到创世纪的时候
And when we go back to Genesis,
我们能看见在创世纪第一章一开头就说明这个原则
And we can see these principles in Genesis chapter 1
神是怎样的创造这个世界的呢
And how did God create this world?
神是怎样在那里做工的呢
How did God do his work?
我们能看见就是这两个原则
And we can see these two principles
一个是孕育另外一个就是栽培的。
One is that he gave birth to this life, and the second was that he had the ability to raise up and cultivate.
所以我们看见在创世纪第一章第二节那里说。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2,
就神原来所创造的天地被仇敌破坏。
Is that the original world that God created was destroyed by Satan?
变成了空虚混沌渊面黑暗
that the earth was formless and desolate and empty
我想四世纪大概就很像这个情况
and it seems like in the time of Judges it was the same situation
这是仇敌厉害的工作
And this was a devastating work by Satan.
破坏了神所有一切的作为,
to destroy all what God created.
那弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded. Today we are living in the end times.
圣经的预言也告诉我们,
and the prophecies from the Bible tell us.
这个时代将进入一个非常可怕黑暗的光景,
in this time period we are entering into scary times.
所以当初呢,这个地呢,变成空虚,混沌,渊灭,黑暗。
So at, in Genesis, we saw that the world was formless, desolate, empty, and dark.
因此神就在这样的光景中开始做工。
And in this condition, God began to work.
他第一个工作呢,我们看见了,他就是借着他的灵运行在水面上。
You can see the first thing he did was that the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
这个运行这个字,
this hovering over.
那么它的原文的意思呢, 是 breathing, 应该是叫做孕育,
the original meaning of hovering over is to breed or to give birth to.
有一个这个西国的一个很懂得圣经的弟兄告诉我们, 就是 Western people, 美国,
no, there was an American brother.
Maybe English, I don't know.
A Western brother.
他说呢,连英文的圣经里面呢,
he said that in the English translation, they couldn't properly translate this phrase.
就跟中文一样,就是, 神的灵在那里,运行。
It just says that the Spirit was moving or hovering over.
但其实那个字呢,原文的意思是breathing。
But the original word has the meaning of breathing or...
这个在希伯来原文的里面的意思就是好像一个母鸟啊,在抚育小鸟一样。
It has the meaning like a mother hen covering the chicks.
母鸡抚养小鸡也是一样啊,它是一个抚育的过程。
And it's like the mother chick protecting and hovering over the little chicks.
那,这个抚育的情况呢,就是赋予生命。
And this hovering over is to supply life.
所以你要解决这一个空虚,混沌,渊灭,黑暗的光景。
So to counter this formless and desolate, empty and dark world is to bring forth life. So today in service it is the same. We need to bring in life.
当神的灵这样的孕育在整个万有的事物上的时候,
and when God is giving birth to life, bringing in life,
然后神就说话,
then God spoke.
那么神的话就是能力。
And God's words are power.
我们都很清楚,今天我们所创造的,所在这个世界,希伯来书告诉我们,不是从显然之物来的,乃是神的能力聚合而成的。
And we know that in Hebrews it mentions that all things were formed by the power of God's word.
那么,因此呢,我们看见当神开始说话的时候,
so we see that when God began to speak,
this
beautiful world began to appear.
其实这是一个恢复的工作,
in actuality, this is a work of recovery.
我们看见第一个就恢复了秩序。
And the first thing we see is that he recovered the order.
我常常有时候感觉到啊, 今天地上的教会啊,已经好像失去那个秩序。
And I feel that today in the churches in the world have lost that sense of order. And it seems like the times of the judges. And Israel had no king and people did as they saw what was right in their own eyes. And they said what they wanted to say and they did what they wanted to do.
所以我相信各地的弟兄姊妹们在侍奉上我们会碰见这样的问题。
And I think, brothers and sisters, you see all over that we encounter this issue.
你要维持整个教会的秩序,
and to maintain the order in the church is difficult.
所以人就用了很多的方法，用很多的规条。
So man has come up with their own program and methods to do this.
不，神的做工作呢，是把生命带进来。
But the way that God does it is He brings in life.
那么神的话就有能力。
And the power that we see from God.
自然的秩序就出现。
And naturally, order is seen.
我想这六天的创造，弟兄姊妹们很清楚，那么慢慢的功用也恢复出来。
And we see from the six days of creation that, the function is seen.
啊，你看这空中飞的鸟，地上走兽，还有海里的鱼，还有各式各样的植物。
And we see like the land, the water, the creatures in the world, the sun.
然后呢，我们看见就慢慢变得越来越美丽。
And then we see that it has become more beautiful.
啊，所以今天呢，我们很多时候弟兄姊妹们休个假呢，去看看风景。这神的创造很美丽。
And sometimes we go on vacation to witness the beautiful creation that God has made.
不仅这样，也恢复了那个丰富。
And not only this, but He's also recovered the abundance.
所以今天我们所存在的这个地球很丰富。
And so this world that we are living in is very abundant.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得今天我们所存在这个天地。
Today we are still in.Living on this world.
是一个充满了生机的一个天地。
And this world is full of life.
你所以今天科学家到外面去找还找不到这样的一个地方。
And scientists are trying to find another planet, and they can't find a planet like this.
所以在创世纪里面。
And so in Genesis.
那已经让我们看见神做工的时候。那个重要的原则。
We already see in Genesis the principles that God has established.
他要把这个生命带进来。
He wants to bring in life.
所以借着圣灵啊，那么抚育、孕育。
And so using the Spirit to hover over or to give birth to that life.
我们知道神不仅在那里孕育。
So we know that not only is God doing His work of breathing or bringing forth life.
把这个天地创造出来了。
He created the world.
神也在他所创造的天地里面做栽培的工作。
And within his work, he also did his work of cultivating and raising up.
我们知道光生命刚进来是重要的，但是后面的这个栽培也很重要。
We know that giving birth where life is entering in is important, but then what follows is that cultivation and the raising up.
圣经很明显地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
约翰福音告诉我们那个栽培的是神，父神。
The Bible tells us that what the growth is made by God.
他那里用了一个字啊，讲到父神的时候，讲到他是 husbandman， 讲到他是农夫啊。
And that word that he uses is speaks to him as a farmer.
那我们知道农夫就是为了栽培的。
And we know that the farmer is the one who causes the growth.
所以在哥林多后书里面，我们中文圣经也这样翻，培植我们的是神。
And so we see that the one that causes us to grow is God.
所以这里告诉我们，神不仅孕育把生命带进来。神也在这里做栽培的工作。
So we see that God not only is the one who brings in life, but He causes life to grow.
所以这个成为侍奉上的两个重要的原则。
And these are two important principles.
我们熟悉圣经的人呢，
those who are familiar with the Bible,
你知道在创世纪里面呢，那里有两个重要的字。
In Genesis, there are two important words.
也说明这个意思。
That speak to this.
一个是 bara, 是创造。
One is bara, which is to create.
另外一个字就是 asa, 叫做建造。
And one is asa, is to build.
那么这个创造的意思呢，就从无到有，从没有到有。
Oh, to create means you start with nothing and you make something.
你生孩子就从无到有。
It's just like create, make giving birth to a child, you had nothing and you created a baby.
这个孩子生出来之后呢, 你就开始要建造它。
And then when you have this baby, you build up this baby, you cause this baby to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这个孕育跟这个栽培, 这是神工作的重要的法则。
And so the two important principles that we see are giving birth to life and then raising up or growing, causing it to grow.
而我们看见哈拿所做的正是这两件事情。
And we see that Hannah did these two things.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神做工总是不离开他的原则。
When God works, he does not depart from his principles. Hannah followed these two principles.
当我们回到撒母耳记上的时候,
when we go back to the book of Samuel,
我们读到哈拿的故事,
and we read about Hannah, the story of Hannah,
我们在哈拿所碰见第一个困难就生不出孩子,
with the first difficulty that Hannah encountered was that she could not give birth.
那么圣经告诉我们说神叫她不能生。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord closed her womb.
那么呢,她的丈夫呢,有两个妻子。
And her husband had two wives.
另一个很会生。
One could have a lot of kids.
那么她不会生。
Yet Hannah could not have a child.
所以那个皮尼拿老是做她的对头。
And Peninnah would constantly provoke Hannah.
这个整天弄得哈拿心里面。
So all day long, in Hannah, she was distressed.
我们也知道,在旧约时代中,以色列的妇人如果不能生,那是一个羞耻。
And we know that in the Old Testament times, for a woman to not be able to give birth was a shameful thing.
因为圣经的应许,弥赛亚要从以色列出来。
And because God had already spoken that a Messiah was to be born.
以色列的妇女呢,这个
So all the women in the nation of Israel hope to give birth to this Messiah. For her to not be able to give birth was a shame.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
因此我们看见啊,这个哈拿呢,可以说经过了一个惨难,
we could see that Hannah, we could say that Hannah went through a travail. And she went through this time of travail. So there was no joy. But we thank God.
这个苦难呢,
and this time period of travail in her life brought her before the Lord.
结果呢,在她这个惨难里面呢, 产生了非常美丽的祷告。
And yet in her time of struggle and travailing, it brought forth this beautiful prayer that she made.
我们都知道哈拿是非常会祷告的。
We know that Hannah was one who really could pray.
所以今天呢,有很多时候神许可一些的难处临到我们。
So sometimes God allows challenges and difficulties to come upon us.
其实也是神的手,神有他的美意。
And it, in truth be told, it is God's hand and there's beauty in what he is doing.
我们都有经验啊,
we all have experienced
it. 有难处时我们的祷告就多了,
whenever we have difficulty, it causes us to pray more.
如果生活过得太平淡了,
if our lives were too perfect, no one would pray.
那么,
so sometimes God allows some difficulties to come upon us.
结果我们在主面前就开始迫切地祷告。
And then we pray earnestly before the Lord.
那么哈拿呢,在主面前呢,也是这样。
And Hannah was like this before the Lord.
这个生产的苦难,那么催促他到神的跟前。
This struggle of not being able to give birth brought her before the Lord.
我们如果读撒母耳记上第二章,
and if we read 1 Samuel chapter 2,
那里哈拿有一个非常美丽的祷告。
Hannah prays this beautiful prayer.
这个祷告呢, 是那么的尊贵的。
And this prayer is so precious.
Noble.
Noble.
弟兄姊妹们, 非常尊贵的。
It's a very noble prayer.
我们在旧约圣经里面呢,
in the Old Testament,
几乎看不见多少人的祷告像哈拿的祷告那样。
we don't see any prayers like that of Hannah.
但是多么奇妙呢？
But the amazing thing,
这么尊贵的祷告,
such a noble prayer,
这么美丽的祷告,
such a beautiful prayer,
出自一个家庭主妇, housewife.
This type of prayer was made by just a regular, ordinary housewife.
多么奇妙呢?
What a miraculous
thing. 她不是什么神伟大的仆人,
she was not a great servant of God.
她只是非常平常的人,
she was,completely an ordinary person.
但是她的祷告这么的尊贵啊。
But her prayer was so noble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你我蒙恩得救之后。
You and I, after we were saved.
你我里面其实都有一个非常高贵的生命。
You and I have a very valuable life.
这是主的生命。
It is the life of the Lord.
所以如果今天的苦难催促我们能进入这个生命的经历。
And so if through difficulties, if we can enter into this life,
那么你的祷告一样可以发出这样的美丽的光彩。
And you, within this life, you're able to produce a prayer like this.
那我们看见呢，哈拿的这个祷告呢，
And we can see that Hannah's prayer,
她把这个整个祷告的这个水平拉得非常的高。
You can see that she elevated her prayers to a high standard.
因为她不是光求一个儿子。
Because she not only pleaded for a son.
她为神的家求儿子。
She pleaded for a son for the house of God.
啊，那么她的祷告呢，是要求得做一个儿子做拿西尔人。
And her prayer was for her son to be
拿西尔。在这个民数记第六章里面呢，讲到那个做拿西尔人。
拿西尔。
嗯。拿西尔，民数记第六章 ，Numbers six， 你可以跟。
Nazareth。
拿西尔，对，就是 Nazareth， 应该知道这个字啊，叫拿西尔人，就终身不剃头的。那么，他不喝浓酒，但
，Sorry, maybe he a man of Nazareth.
你第六章看，在这个在民数记第六章里面啊，讲到这个做拿西尔人的这个，
It's a Nazarite.
Nazarite.
A Nazarite.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
就是呢，哈拿祷告是要这个儿子做拿西尔人。
Hannah had a prayer that she wanted her son to be a Nazarite.
我们知道在民数记讲到这个做拿西尔人的规则啊。
And the principles of a Nazarite.
那里呢，就是以色列人中无论男女，他们有个心愿的时候。
Is that whether male or female, as long as they had a desire.
他们想有一段时间呢，全心为着主生活。
And as long as they had a desire to wholeheartedly live for the Lord.
那么他们就去做拿西尔人。
Then they would become a Nazarite.
但是那个呢，只是一段时间的。
But we know that that's only a particular time period.
所以呢，过了那个时间之后，他们就可以回到他们原来的生活里。
Then after that time period, they could go back to their lives.
但是哈拿的祷告不是这样。
But Hannah's prayer was not like this.
哈拿的祷告呢，是要生出这个儿子之后，终身做拿西尔人。
But Hannah's heart was that her son would be dedicated completely, entirely to be a Nazarite.
弟兄姊妹，这个对于今天这个末后时代中的教会。是非常重要的一个提醒。
And this is a real important reminder to those of us living in the, today.
如果我们读这个启示录第十二章
，If we read Revelation chapter 12,
那里讲到有一个妇人
，There it speaks of a woman.
她在惨难中间在呼号啊。
And in travail, she gives birth. Cries out.
那么结果后来她生出一个男孩子
And at that moment, she gives birth to a man child.
我们知道这是启示录给我们 很清楚地看见一幅图画。
And this is a very clear picture that we see in Revelation.
这个妇人是指的教会说的。
And this woman speaks of the church.
在末后的日子。
That in the last days,
教会处在一个软弱的光景中。
That the church is in a position of weakness.
而今天教会最需要的是什么呢？
And what the church needs the most,
能够生出一个男孩子。
Is that the church would give birth to a male child.
Now, this is the 得胜的生命。
And this speaks of an overcoming life.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你今天对于我们所处的这个时代，你有没有这样的感觉啊？
I don't know if you've encountered this feeling living in our circumstances.
我们时代需要教会中能产生得胜的生命啊。
And we really need the birth of this victorious life.
所以呢，我们今天需要像哈拿这样的人。
So today we need to be like Hannah.
为着教会的惨难来祷告。
We would pray for this overcoming.
为着神的旨意来祷告。
To pray for the will of God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神听了哈拿的祷告。
God heard the prayers of Hannah.
这个祷告是摸着神的心意。
And this prayer touched the will of God.
今天呢，我们知道有很多夫妻也是没有孩子的，也渴望生孩子，他们只是为着生一个孩子而祷告，对吧？
We know that sometimes a couple are not able to have kids, and for the sake of having a child, they pray.
哎呀，我们觉得很稀奇啊。
But we think it's an amazing thing.
哈拿居然呢，他有这么强烈的一个意愿呢。
But she had such a strong desire.
他祷告的不是光生一个儿子，叫他的除去他的羞耻。
It's not only for her to be able to give birth to a child to relieve her of her shame.
哈拿知道当时在四世纪时代。神家的荒凉和软弱。
But Hannah knew the times of chaos in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天在教会中
，today in the church，
多需要有这样的人。
We need more people like this.
我们不是为自己求什么。
That we are not pleading for ourselves.
为着神的旨意来求。
But we are pleading for the will of God.
为着神的家来求。
For the house of God.
我们真是巴望教会中。产生出得胜的生命。
And our hope is that the church would give birth to more victorious overcomers.
我们自己可以是软弱的。
And we are people who are weak.
但是我们可以像哈拿一样的祷告。
But we can make a prayer like Hannah.
所以今天教会呢，正在这个惨难的当中呢。
And today the church is in this time of difficulty.
需要弟兄姊妹们能够有更多的这个祷告。
And we need more prayers like this.
感谢主。
We thank God.
后来神应许他，他就生了撒母耳。
And God provided for her and she gave birth to Samuel.
圣经讲撒母耳这个意思说，这是我从神求来的。
And the meaning of Samuel is that I pleaded to God for him.
那意思就是这是神给我的。
What it means is that this isSamuel was given to me by God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
那么神听了哈拿的祷告。
That God heard the prayers of Hannah.
那么所以现在生出了撒母耳。
And Samuel was born.
在下面要经过另外一个过程。
Then next Hannah went through another time period.
是需要栽培这个。Samuel.
Is that Hannah had to raise up Samuel.
那么我们看见抚育是需要经过痛苦的，生产的痛苦，就是你要生孩子，你要经过的产的。
Giving birth, you go through pain.
所有的妈妈生孩子都是痛苦的。
Every mother who gave birth to a child went through pain.
但是这个栽培呢？
But this raising up,
是需要有牺牲的。
You need sacrifice.
需要付代价。
You have to pay a price.
所以我们读哈拿的故事的时候呢
，So when we read the story of Hannah,
我们真的是觉得哈拿 是多么宝贵的一个姊妹啊。
We really feel how precious this, Hannah is.
因为她不仅许愿就是不仅 promise, 她说、
no, she not only made this promise to God,、
那么她还要还愿。
But she also, fulfilled that promise.、
我们知道弟兄姊妹们许愿容易啊。
We know that to make a promise is easy.
你要 keeping the promise 不容易啊。
But to keep the promise is difficult.、
我们好多人都许愿了。
Many of us make promises.
那么许完愿我们就忘记了。
Then after making that promise, we forget.
等到神祝福我们的时候啊。
Then when God blesses us.
我们就舍不得了。
Then we
我们给不出去了。
We can't give it away.
那么弟兄姊妹们哈拿不仅许愿。
So Hannah not only made a promise.
她也遵守她自己的愿望。
But she kept her promise.
这一段弟兄姊妹们最叫我们里面受感动。
And this really touches our hearts.
当你读这段故事的时候你觉得这是何等一个牺牲呢
?And you, when you read this story, you really feel like this is such a great sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹都知道
Brothers and sisters, you all know.
撒母耳记上
First Samuel.
从第一章到二十五章
From chapter 1 through 25.
这是撒母耳自己写的。
Samuel wrote this himself.
所以呢每一次我读到这一段我的心里非常受感动。
And、every time I read this passage, I'm very touched.
那么当撒母耳成年又写这段故事的时候
And when Samuel reflects back and writes this,
这是一段多么珍贵的一个回忆啊。
This is such a noble reflection.
撒母耳回想他的母亲。
Samuel would think back upon his mother.
经过那么多的艰难。
And how she went through all the difficulties.
祷告生出他来。
And prayer, and then he was born.
然后在他非常幼小的时候。
And when he was at such a young age.
就把他带到示罗去了。
That she brought him to the temple.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
撒母耳长大了。
When Samuel was grown,
他没有丝毫的怨言。
She didn't have any, anger.
为什么这么小母亲就把我丢弃了？
Like, why would my mother at such a young age just, leave me with someone else?
他只有存着满心的感恩。
He had a heart of thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
呀，每次读这段故事我都很被这故事摸着。
Very touched by this story.
这是多么不容易的一件事情。
Such a difficult thing to do.
所以他们生出撒母耳之后。
So after Samuel was born.
那么这个哈拿没有忘记对主的许愿。
And Hannah did not forget the promise she made with God.
所以他的丈夫每年带着人上这个会幕那里去。
And so the...Hannah's husband, year after year, would bring the family up to the temple.
那么开头呢哈娜没去。
Initially, Hannah did not go.
哈娜说孩子还小啊。
Hannah said, well, Samuel is still little.
她说我最好在家里面呢先养育他。
I should keep him at home and raise him up properly.
等他断奶以后。
When he is weaned from nursing,
我就把他带到会幕去。
Then I will bring him into the temple.
叫他永远住在那。
And he will live there forever.
所以他的丈夫也同意。
And so her husband agreed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里我们看见哈娜有一段的时间养育这个孩子。
So we see that Hannah had a period of time where she had to raise up.
这是今天在教会里面所谓的栽培的工作。
And this is the work of raising up and causing growth in the church.
圣经呢很奇妙告诉我们说呢，只说他要断奶，没有说这个断奶的时间有多长。
And the Bible tells us that she was waiting for him to be weaned. The Bible didn't say how long this time period was.
好多读经的人都很好奇啊。
A lot of people who study the Bible are curious.
他们去研究啊，这个断奶到底多长呢？
And they tried to find out, well, how long does it take for a child to be weaned from nursing?
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
神既然没有让我们去注意那个时间有多久。
And God left that out on purpose so we won't focus on how many years.
神是要把我们的注意力摆在那个断奶的事情上面。
And what God wants us to pay attention to is the wheat being weaned from nursing.
所以这里有一个侍奉上的原则。
So here we see a principle of service.
当你帮助一个人的时候
，When you help an individual,
只能帮助到断奶。
You can only help them until they are weaned from nursing.
因为后面呢，天父才是真正栽培的人。
Then afterwards, the father is the one who truly causes the growth, and this is a very important.
今天我们在教会中栽培，帮助弟兄姊妹。
Today in the church, we help brothers and sisters to grow.
你只能帮助到他断奶。
And you can only help them to the point where they.
什么叫做断奶呢
？Mean from nursing. What does that mean?
不再依靠母亲了。
That means that individual no longer relies on the.
他可以独立了。
They can be independent.
所以今天我们的帮助也是一样。
So today our help is the same.
你帮助一个人，帮助到一个情形，到最后要叫他学会跟随主。
You raise an individual up to the point where they can then fully rely on the Lord.
你不能帮助一个人，你一辈子都叫他跟随你啊。
And you can't raise someone and expect that their whole lives they will be under your care.
我们知道所有神的仆人
，So all of God's servants
都是神天父自己栽培。
Is that the Father is the one who caused each one to grow.
啊，我们知道这个是重要的原则。
And we know that this is a very important principle.
但是前面这一段的养育
，But this the early years of this nurturing and growing,
这个栽培
，this raising up.
啊，或者呢，我们用现代人话叫做 education 等于教育他一样。
Or in to put in another word to educate.
那么你这一段呢？的确需要用心的。
And you definitely need to be diligent.
你在这一段上面呢来讲的话呢，你要有爱。
And in this time period, you need to show love.
要尽你所能的。
And you have to do whatever that your best.
但是呢，你只能做到一个什么地步呢？做到断奶。
But you can only do this until that person is being nursed.
当然，我们晓得撒母耳断奶的时候，我们年纪也是很小。
But we know that when Samuel was weaned from nursing, he was still very young.
那个时候呢，以色列人的光景非常黑暗。
And the condition of Israel was very in darkness.
那个时候的士师以利的光景也不行。
And in that time, the priest Eli was not in a good state either.
他的两个儿子更是邪恶，坏得不得了。
And his two sons were even worse.
你看看哈拿要把他这么小的孩子放在这么一个环境的里面。
And for Hannah to submit her own son to into this kind of a situation.
我们看见哈拿对神是有何等样的一个信心啊。
We can see that Hannah had such great faith towards the Lord.
这是一个很大的牺牲，对不对？
This is a huge sacrifice.
但是哈拿愿意把这孩子带到了。
But Hannah was willing to bring Samuel.
所以等他断奶的时候
，So until he weaned from nursing,
他就把他带到了这个以利那里去。
Then she brought Samuel before Eli.
就把撒母耳留在那个地方。
And left Samuel in that place.
那么我们看见，当这个母亲离开这个幼小的孩子的时候。
And when this mother left and departed from this young child,
她没有像我们所想象的，她痛哭流泪。
It wasn't what we would imagine that she would be in tears and in pain, or be sorrowful.
不，她接下来就是一个祷告。
But instead she continued with another prayer.
我们看见这个，在这个撒母耳记上。第二章里面的这个哈拿的祷告
，and we see the prayer in chapter 2.
那是一个何等充满信心的祷告
！This is a prayer of tremendous faith.
哈拿祷告说：“我的心因耶和华快乐。
”She says, "My heart exalts in the Lord."
我的脚因耶和华高举。
My horn is exalted in the Lord.
我的口向仇敌张开。
My mouth speaks boldly against.
我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
Because I rejoice in thy salvation.
救耶和华为圣。
There is only one holy.
除他以外没有可比的。
Indeed, there is no one beside.
也没有磐石像我们的。
Nor is there any rock like our God.
哇，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这个像是一个 普通的家庭妇女的祷告吗？
Does this seem like an ordinary, the prayer of an ordinary household?
你看见哈拿的心思意里面意念里面充满神的荣耀。
You can see in Hannah's thought was full of God's glory.
她的思想是这么的尊贵。
That her thought was so noble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天你我侍奉主。
You and I, as we serve God,
我们的心思意念需要转变。
Our concept and our mindset needs to be turned.
愿主把那个荣耀尊贵的思想放在我们的里面。
God put that glorious and noble thought in.
好叫我们能够全心的信赖神。
So that we can wholeheartedly be faithful to.
所以我们看见哈拿能在这样的信心中把自己的幼小的孩子送出。
So we can see in these circumstances, Hannah was able to offer her young child to God.
她相信神的带领。
She trusted in God's leading.
就亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在侍奉中
today in our service,
我们需要有栽培
we have to have this growth,
需要能够帮助弟兄姊妹
we have to be able to help brothers and sisters,
请我们记得
may we remember,
你用心只能到断奶为止
and your diligence can only be to the point where they have weaned from nursing.
所以保罗他们在世上服侍的时候
so Paul when he was serving,
他们总是最后都是把人带到基督的跟前
is that they would ultimately bring an individual to Christ.
让人跟随基督
that they would follow Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天教会需要能明白这个侍奉的原则。
Today we need to acknowledge these principles.
但愿有更多弟兄姊妹有断奶的经历，知道怎样跟随基督。
And more brothers and sisters would have this experience of being weaned from nursing and then follow wholeheartedly the Lord.
我们知道这个哈拿呢，不仅把这个孩子送到了会幕那里。
We know that Hannah not only submitted her son Samuel to the temple.
他每年去的时候呢，他都给这个孩子做一个小小的袍子。
But year after year, she would make this robe for Samuel.
所以撒母耳呢，里面穿着细麻布的以弗德。
And on the inside, Samuel would wear this linen ephod.
外面呢，就穿着母亲给他的这个外袍。
And on the outside, she would wear this robe that his mom made.
有的解圣经的人告诉我们，这个外袍呢，就是本来在这个古时候，只有帝王的王子他们都穿这个外袍。
And some people would say that this little robe that Hannah would make every year was is a robe that someone of royalty would wear.
这说明哈拿对这个孩子的爱心。
And this speaks of Hannah's love towards Samuel.
也是对他的一个栽培。
And also it's contributed as nurturing him and growing him. That he would have this glorious mindset.
教导这个孩子听主的话。
She would teach Samuel to listen to God's voice.
我想今天呢，我们在教会中也鼓励弟兄姊妹读圣经。
And today we also encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
那么读经的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of reading the Bible?
不是光要得到一些的知识。
It's not to obtain some knowledge.
得到一些道理。
Obtain some doctrines.
读经最重要的目的是要叫人听神的话。
The main purpose of reading the Bible is so that we can hear God's voice.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这一对的母子。
This mother and son.
他们在那个大荒凉的年代里面
in a generation of chaos
他们让神得着他们
they would allow God to obtain them
结果为以色列人带来了极其荣耀的一个结果
and it brought forth a glorious result for the nation of Israel
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
今天呢我们像哈拿一样可能我们也是很普通的
Today, we are probably like Hannah, just very ordinary people.
但是呢,
However,
神今天呢, 也要得住我们。
God is also wanting to gain us.
我们讲过,神借着哈拿所表明神工作的线,最后让大卫做王。
We already mentioned that that God, through his line of work through Hannah, was to bring forth David as king.
今天神在我们身上的工作也是，工作最终的结果是让基督被高举。
And the work that God is doing in our lives ultimately is that Christ would be king in our lives.
我们不能做工到一个地步，把我们自己高举起来了。
We can't go through this work and in the end have ourselves be elevated.
真正的侍奉，真正的工作是让基督居首位。
True service is to ultimately allow Christ to be elevated.
要显出他的王权，显出他的荣耀。
To manifest his glory and his kingship.
就今天神在教会中需要得到器皿。
So today, God needs to have these vessels.
而这个器皿呢，需要从惨难里面生长出来。
And these vessels need to be, birthed through travailing.
也需要我们好好的爱护，也需要神手的栽培。
And we also need God's, his love and God causing us to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道主回来的日子非常的临近。
We know that, the Lord's return is near.
我们在地上侍奉主的机会并不太多。
Our time, our opportunities of serving him are short.
但愿在这个最短暂的这段年日中，
But in this short time that we have,
我们弟兄姊妹们都愿意把自己交在主手里。
May we all be willing to submit ourselves to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要管自己的光景是多么的软弱。
And don't dwell on, our own, the weakness of our own conditions.
那么像路德，像哈拿一样。
Like Ruth and like Hannah,
就在生活中好的跟随主。
In our daily lives, follow the Lord well.
我们跟着主的脚中走。
And we walk in the footsteps of our Lord.
顺服圣灵在我们里面的引导。
That we would be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们爱教会。
That we would love the church.
为着神的旨意。
That we would be for God's purpose.
有惨难的祷告。
That we would have, this travailing prayer.
但愿主在教会中能得到更多的好的器皿。
That God, in God's church, we would raise up more vessels.
能够迎接主的再来。
And to usher in the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个路德跟哈拿。
Ruth and Hannah.
这是神在圣经里面给我们一个非常宝贵的看见。
God has given us these two women, to give us a very precious, revelation.
路德代表着引进基督做生命。
And Ruth reminds us that we are, to bring the life of Christ in.
或者借着生命彰显基督。
Or through life we manifest Christ.
那么哈拿所代表的。
What Hannah represents.
是能够使基督在凡事上居首位做王。
Is that in all things Christ is to be king.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
他们两位。
These two
扭转了四世纪五百多年黑暗的日子
caused a complete turning of the nation of Israel after 500 plus years of being in darkness.
把神荣耀的旨意带到地上。
And they brought forth the glorious will of God into the world.
在大卫的年间建立以色列国。
That in the times of David established the nation of Israel.
今天我们的主要回来了。
Today, our Lord is returning.
弟兄姊妹，这也是两个非常重要的提醒。
These are also two very important reminders.
所以今天我们要把主的生命从我们身上，从教会里面把它彰显出来。
So today, in our lives and in the church, we need to manifest Christ.
让基督得到彰显。
That Christ would be manifest.
要另外也能把基督的王权带到地上。
That we could also bring about the kingship.Christ.
让他做王的权柄彰显在教会里。
That his authority and power as king can be seen throughout the world.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他是借着软弱的人成全的。
That through a weak person, he can establish these things.
所以我愿意在这里更多鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So here I would like to really encourage brothers and sisters.
你我都是平凡的人。
You and I are just ordinary, regular people.
没有一个弟兄姊妹可以轻看自己。
And none of us should look lightly upon ourselves.
唯愿我们在地上的年日
and may our remaining days
在平凡的生活中
in our ordinary lives
也能让神的旨意能够被显明
that we would allow God's will to be manifested
我们请低头在这边祷告
Let's bow with a word of prayer
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你
Lord we are truly thankful
在这个疫情还在蔓延的时候
As this pandemic continues to push forward,
你给我们有这样的机会可以一同聚在你的跟前
You've given us this opportunity to gather before you
可以让我们一同来读你的话
And we can read your word together
也从你的话得到鼓舞得到激励
And we can be encouraged by your word
我们特别感谢你
And we are particularly thankful
借着路德和哈拿对我们说话
That you give us an encouragement through the story of Ruth and Hannah
主啊我们实在承认我们是非常平凡的人
Lord we confess that we are but regular ordinary people
你怎样能用他们
How you used them
你也可以用任何的人
You can use anyone
我们心中有个爱慕
Lord we have this desire
渴望在地上的日子
That in our remaining days
让你的旨意在地上能够亨通
That may your will be established
我们实在感觉今天我们处的时代非常的黑暗
We truly sense that the times that we are in are covered in darkness
地上的光景也非常的混乱
And the condition of the world is in chaos
主啊我们渴望你早日的回来
Lord we desire that you return quickly
但是我们知道你需要有预备好的百姓
But Lord we know that you need to have your children be made ready
我愿我们能在侍奉中跟随你往前
And may we be able to follow you in service
主啊求你祝福你自己的话语
Lord, may you bless your own words.
求你成全你自己的话语
Lord, may you establish your own words.
借着真理的圣灵引我们进入实际
That the spirit of truth would bring us into that reality.
我们谢谢你的恩典
We thank you for your grace.
保守所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹
Protect all the dear brothers and sisters.
垂听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.